Radio.Dominican.edu. We are the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Jet Jackson, your DU broadcasters for tonight, Valentine's Day 2009. Jet, it's nice to have you alongside my Valentine for tonight and the rest of both games tonight. Good Valentine's Day to you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Good Valentine's Day to you, Stu. You too, Stu, and all our other lovers listening to the basketball. Loving basketball, nothing else better here on radio.dominican.edu. We're going to share a little information with you about our seniors. Tonight is senior night. We are giving a final wave, so to speak, to our great, great athletes who've played here for 4 years at Dominican University and going into their senior year before they embark on a great world, whether it be in basketball, academics, or anything else. We always give them a good farewell here in our last home game of the season. The senior we're speaking about for girls hoops, however, is number 12, Vanessa Miller. Vanessa Miller is a 5'7 senior guard from Costa Mesa, California. For the past 2 years, Miller has been through a lot. Last season, she returned to the court after taking 2 years off to be a regular student. But regular is not a word that can describe her. Smiling, laid back, and generous are just a few. Technically, she has yet to suit up for a full year in a Dominican uniform. Last year, she suffered a broken finger and missed the first 7 games of the season. She came back, worked her way into the starting lineup, and proved herself to be a defensive stopper the team needed. Coming into this season, there were high hopes for Vanessa to be not the only defensive stopper, but another offensive threat. However, after 7 games, she fractured her foot and has been out ever since. This is not the senior year imagined, but Miller's support and dedication to the team has never wavered. She is the consummate teammate. She always comes to work with a great attitude and fantastic work ethic, which Coach Chambers believes is attributed to her great family, parents Cindy and Jim, and her brother Nick. So it's great to hear and great to see, sad to see almost, through a great, great player, a great, great teammate of Dominican basketball, which is Vanessa Miller, departure, not even getting to play her last game as a senior.
Yeah, but Miller's been a great two-year Penguin, and man, I hate to see her go. She's such a huge part of the team last year. The Penguins had a great run last year. And a pretty decent run this year, too. But Miller's been hurt, as you mentioned, Jet. But nonetheless, oh, here she comes out onto the floor now, number 12.
Yes, sir. Miller is out on the floor. She's in full dress, and it's great to see it. Wearing her uniform for the last time as a Penguin, she approaches, is greeted by her teammates. Definitely a bittersweet feeling she must be feeling, Stu. But it's great here to honor our players. The only ones who can do it like we do it is us. Only on radio.dominican.edu.
I think you're right, Jet, on Valentine's Day. What a great day. This is our last broadcast of the 08-09 regular season. Now, Jet and I may, and check the website, fans, but Jet and I may be broadcasting from the tournament, the CalPAC tournament, which is scheduled to tip off in about, about 9 days from now. So this game tonight has massive implications to the Penguins' seeding in that tournament. Right now the Penguins are in second place all alone, Jet. And the Penguins win tonight. They're going to need a little help from Holy Names. And that is, Holy Names going to have to lose a couple. But it's not likely that that's going to happen. The Penguins have a very good chance of finishing outright second place in the conference this year, which is not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
I mean, very high expectations around these parts, but second place all alone would be pretty good. And it would give the Penguins a real advantage in the seedings come tournament time, just 9 days from now.
Yes, sir. Definitely would give the Penguins a real advantage, a great momentum booster as well. But it seems it's been that way with all our athletic teams. We always be on the cusp. We're always right on the cusp of being that number one squad. It's just certain technicalities and whatnot that's held us back. But we can go ahead and get this W today. It's no longer on our shoulders. We just have to see how it works out. And you can only control what you can control, as they say, Stu.
Yeah, Penguins are taking on the Warriors from William Jessup University tonight in the house. We're ready now for the national anthem, and we'll get this thing underway. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, there we go, Jet. Penguins and William Jessup. The Warriors from William Jessup. Great job on the national anthem there. 7-7. The Jessups come in. The Lady Warriors. 7-7 in conference, Jet. Well, the Mighty Penguins are 10-4. Jet Jackson, Stuart Horn, broadcasting live from Dominican University of California on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from San Fran to Japan, Jet.
UConn to Euphrates.
From Mumbai to Dubai, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, radio.dominican.edu. The starting lineups now for the Lady Warriors under head coach Melissa Treidwasser, in her first season, assisted by Eric Nelson and Shaughnessy Patton. Coach Treidwasser will be sending out number 4, Karina Cornelius, a 5'4" junior from Oakland. Number 5 is Natalie Cooley, a 5'6" junior out of Dixon, California. Jet, that's by Davis. Number 12 is Tracy Smith, a 5'8" senior out of Grass Valley. Number 25, Rebecca Calvert, out of Alta, California. She's a 5'8" senior. And number 55 is Carly Haddon, a 5'11" junior out of Salinas. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers, in her second season as Chambers, assisted by Bria Rhodes, LaShawna Bridgeforth, and Christine Witt. Coach Chambers will be sending out number 15, Shelly Claremanko, a 5'10" junior out of San Rafael, the hometown girl. Number 20, Alicia Flatten, the Cal Pack assist leader from last year, a 5'6" junior out of Hayward. Number 22 is Kelsey Janish, a 5'8" junior out of Nevada. Taki Takor, number 25, a 5'7" freshman out of Rotorua, New Zealand. And 32, Raquel Gomes, the 5'10" sophomore from Santa Rosa. Both teams are out on the floor at senior send-off night. Good luck to Miller, number 12 out there. She's suited up, Jet. I don't know if Miller's actually going to get any time in tonight, but she looks good in the old uni.
No doubt about it. Definitely good to go out in style, Stu. Definitely good to go out in style.
Yes, all right, sir. Fans, we are getting ready now. Jet and I are very excited on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day 09, Jet, go ahead.
Nothing better than basketball on a lovely day, on the day of love, Valentine's Day, I guess.
Yeah. In the middle for the Penguins is Raquel Gomes. She tips it out to Claire Manco, and the Penguins have the ball on the tip out, opening seconds of this CalPAC doubleheader. Massive implications for both teams, and as far as the seeding goes for the tournament, and Raquel Gomes walks with it after sort of an errant pass from Janish.
So she couldn't quite get the handle on that one that time. Scooped around her hands a little bit and took a little too many steps.
Penguins are attacking the southern hoop. Moving from our left to right are the Lady Warriors from William Jessup. Moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Jet is off to my right. We're sitting high atop the eastern wall in the opulent broadcasting area. Warriors come in 7-7 in conference. Penguins 10-4. Should be a very good matchup tonight. We'll have a lot of information for you as this game unfolds. Of course, the men's game is scheduled to tip off at 7:30, and it's tipped out of bounds by Raquel Gomes. Actually, she got a hand on it. One of the Warriors, that was Tracy Smith, tipped it out, and the Penguins get it on the unforced error. We're 30 seconds into this game, no score yet, bringing it up. Takoya hits Flatten across the timeline. Flatten now some good ball control. She's being guarded very closely by Karina Cornelius. Now a screen, Flatten from Janish. Flatten, right side, Takoy gets it down low. Janish off the glass. No. Janish gets Natalie Cooley in her face. Draws a foul. And Janish has it batted out of bounds. 19:09. Just a violation, not a foul. Went out of bounds off of... Wasn't even a violation yet. It was just out of bounds. So Janish now with the jumper on the quick up and in. Gets her own rebound. Off the glass. Puts it back. 2 points. Penguins open up. 2-0. Jessup now on offense. Natalie Cooley in the backcourt. Penguins have full court heat back there. Jet Cooley bringing it up now. She fakes over to the left side. She's got 10 seconds to get it across the timeline. She does so. She fires it over to Haddon. Carly Haddon's got the headgear on. Haddon goes down low. Finds Rebecca Calvert. Calvert drives the paint and is fouled.
Yes, sir. The Penguins definitely are going to tighten up on defense in this game, Stu. I know Taki Takoy, all the way from New Zealand, she's the freshman playing definitely good defense, forcing the full court press all the way up the court. And all they have to do is remain ball control. Alicia Flatten had a little trouble getting the ball up court against Karina Cornelius. I'll say their last name first. The girl from Northern California definitely gave her a run for her money.
On the inbounds now, Jessup's got it. From the end line to throw it in is Tracy Smith, and she heaves it over the top of all of the Lady Warriors, and it goes into the backcourt, and then it goes into the fourth row of the grandstand. So not a good inbounds for the Warriors, and the Penguins get the ball again. It's 2-0 DU, 18:37 to go, fans, in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader. Bringing it up is Alicia Flatten, and reaching in is Cornelius, the 5'4" junior out of Oakland. Cornelius bats it out from behind Flatten, and it goes into the Warrior bench. Penguin ball, 18:32, the clock rolls. Now Flatten brings it in. Big long two ball by Raquel Gomes from the top of the key. She was way beyond the top of the key, just not outside the arc yet. She buries it. It is 4-0, 18-20.
No doubt. Ball had a nice arc on it. A few steps back, that definitely would have been a three, Stu, but we'll go ahead and give it a two. Raquel Gomes is definitely a great player. She's been so much of a good addition coming to this Dominican team.
Good transition by the Jessups. They bring it up. Carly Haddon gets it out right side. Shot's no good. But the put back then by Culvert goes down 4-2. Penguins in very fast transition. Bringing it up, and Cornelius sticks an arm in. Fouls Flatten on the way. Flatten went up, knocked the bucket down, but well after the whistle.
Yep, definitely went after the whistle. They are definitely zeroing on Flatten this game. You've seen how Cornelius, she's been in her face so far the whole time, Stu. She's definitely been pressing her, trying to get the ball out of her hands. Flatten, known for her assist as well as her steals in the CalPAC, so she has to be able to be the one who's instrumental, I guess, in the overall success of this team tonight, being able to move the ball around to her teammates, too.
You're right. Flatten's a huge part of this squad. Flatten goes up, misses the left-handed jumper. Jessup on the rebound. They bring it down to the other end. Now Cornelius with a nice head fake. She goes left side on the elbow. Short. Down with it, Janish. Janish into the hands of Shelly Klermenka. Now they go. Quick transition, and Raquel Gomes waiting under the hoop in stride. She's hit by Flatten on the long toss, 6-2, as Gomes goes up left side. Jessa brings it up quickly again. Natalie Cooley, boy, this game is moving quickly. Only one foul committed so far, that by William Jessup.
That was good, clean basketball, Stu.
Yeah, so far you're right. Oh, what a textbook play now as Tracy Smith fires it down low, finds Rebecca Culvert in stride right side layup. Culvert, so perfectly was that ball passed to her. Culvert didn't even have to bounce it. 6-4. We're at 16:50, fans, in the first half. Radio.dominican.edu. Now way down low is Gomes. Gomes, though, muffed it. Falling out of bounds. Throws it back up. Fielded by Cornelius. Cornelius across the timeline to Cooley. Back to the top of the key with a head fake. Haddon. Left side. Driving in. Three bounces against Klermenko. Right side. Tracy Smith whistle. And the foul is going to be called against Shelly Klermenko. And I think that's one of those fouls, Jet, that is better than letting the letting the bucket fall.
No doubt. Definitely one of those fouls where you might as well get her. You can't let her score. And that's good basketball. It's being smart. Klermenko is usually such a beast in the paint for Dominican. She definitely had her share of double-doubles this year, playing great basketball at home and away.
Lindsay Sasania has come in place of Carly Haddon, the starter, and the Penguins take it across the timeline. They get it down low and have it stolen away. Now Cooley goes left side. Cornelius thinking three ball. She's up against Janish, falling out of bounds. Then she fires it back over to Cooley. Cooley goes top of the key. Now back to Cornelius, who dribbles. 12 on the shot clock. Driving in, Cooley right side. Wide open layup. No! Oh, man, she found the seam. Taken down by Klermenko. And Coach Brianna Chambers has called a timeout.
Yes, sir. It seems like the defense broke down on that one, Stu. She was able to get a clear lane to the rim.
Man, that was wide. I hope you could drive a truck through that one. And Chambers, is good time to call the timeout and figure out what the heck just happened there.
No doubt about it. Definitely some defensive miscommunication. And here on radio.dominican.edu, we're always reminding you to tune into our other student program. We got great shows coming up, as well as our Habit Show, which features many students in the news program or in the news class here at the school. Only at Dominican University. You can also hear the All-Pro Sports Show Mondays and Wednesdays, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, with your man, Mr. Jock, and the man, the myth, the legend, Jed Jackson, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Jed Jackson, he's something. All right, fans, here we go. We're back underway. Speaking of Jed Jackson, off to my right, Stuart Horn with you in the play-by-play. Game one, CalPAC doubleheader tonight, 15:50 to go. 6-4, DU's. Long three ball by Flatten on the way. Flatten short. Klermenko with a fingertip on the rebound. Couldn't get it in her hands. Cooley comes up with it. Now Jessup transitions down the other side. Tracy Smith with a jumper right side. No. Oh, Flatten had it. Came off of her right shoulder. No, it hit Flatten in the mouth. Flattens wiping the mouth up like she's got a bleeder, but she's okay. Oh, a big long three ball by Natalie Cooley on the left wing. Off the glass. I think Cooley missed it left, Jet, but it fell anyway.
No doubt about it. The William Jessup Warriors are not afraid to gun at all, Stu. They definitely have a lot of confidence in their shot. They have not been afraid to pull the trigger at any time in this game. Dominican's going to have to be able to step up, face guard some people, make sure they aren't able to get those easy shots off.
7-6, Penguins on offense. Now Shelly Clermanco from the right baseline. Good. Penguins back up now. Change. Not change of possession, but the change in lead. Twice in the past 10 seconds, 8-7 DU after the big long three ball by Jessup, followed up by Shelly Clermanco's jumper from the right side. 14:56 to go. Jessup's got it under their own hoop. Very short on the inbounds. Cornelius has got it. Clock rolls. Penguins up by one. Jessup's on offense. Culvert. She goes left side. She gets wrapped up with Flatten and travels. Flatten forced the issue there, Jed.
No doubt. Flatten had to get in their face, play tough defense, and that's what it takes against a William Jessup team that is real confident in their shot. They definitely have a lot of girls who feel they can pull up and make those short J's, and those can kill you if you let too many of them go on. So.
Taki Takoy's got it on the left side after Flatten brought it up. Flatten now, ooh, almost had it go into the grandstand, but jump for it. Now she gets it down low. Shauna Bryant's got it, thinking about it. No, Bryant gives it away. It's pulled out by Cesenia. And now in the backcourt is Rebecca Culverts, very slowly. Bringing it right across the center of the D, the insignia. And now Raquel Gomes gets a hand on it. Cesenia tips it out of bounds. Good job by Gomes to force the turnover. Penguins on offense. 8-7 DU, 14-19 to go. And the Penguins in the backcourt now calling out the play is Flatten. She gets it to Takoy. Takoy on the right sideline is pushed out of bounds by Tracy Smith, and that's a foul. Smith shoved her right into the front row of the grandstands. Takoy get the ball back at midcourt. It's actually on the Penguins' side of midcourt. And Takoy brings it inbounds to Gomes. Gomes on the right corner. Oh, Gomes had a chance to hand it off to Takoy, but she didn't take it. Now she drives in right side. Gomes pounds into one of the Jessups. Hits the floor on the way. Takoy with the putback. No. Inbounds. Penguins are not able to save it. Tracy Smith. Oh, it's stolen away. Smith throws it in the hands of Flatten in the backcourt. Flatten now brings it up. Three ball on the way. Flatten right side short. Takoy had a hand on it. Who's going to get it as it goes out? And they give it back to the Penguins. 8-7 DU. Penguins have committed one team foul, Jet, while the Warriors have committed two. 13:44 to go.
No doubt about it. It seems that the Penguins, especially Alicia Flatten, is not afraid to go ahead, pull the trigger, and try to shoot that jumper, Stu. But definitely she's the one who can do it. She's known to pull a few of them. And if she gets hot, I mean, she can be pretty much unstoppable in these types of games, Stu, when a lot of shots are going. But defense is going to be the key in this one.
Well, I think you might be right. It's 8-7. And inbounds, the Penguins have it on the short side. They get it to Gomes, and Gomes is immediately wrapped up by Lindsay Cesenia. Cesenia out of El Dorado Hills, a 5'9" freshman, and that was a freshman error. She did not need to foul Gomes there, but she just jumped all over the top of him. Cesenia's in there at 5'9". She looks about 6 feet tall. She actually looks taller than the 5'10" Gomes. On the way, three ball by Janish is no good. Shauna Bryant gets wrapped up. It's a jump ball with William Jessup's Cassie Davidson, the 5'8 freshman. Shout out to all the Jessup fans listening worldwide on DU Radio. 13:25 to go, and the Penguins do get it back. Here's a three ball. No. Oh, I thought that Flatten was going to go three and almost throwing it away, but Janish comes up with it in between the circles. She drives the lane. Janish two steps. Off the glass. No. Whistles. And Jessup. Melissa Treibwasser wants the walking foul called, but she doesn't get it. In fact, it's a penalty called against William Jessup, their fourth, while the Penguins have still only committed to one. And on the way is Kelsey Janish, and that is no good yet. Janish, a 5'8" junior out of Novato, missed it way right.
No doubt about it. That was definitely great, great aggressiveness coming from Kelsey Janis, able to drive in the paint, pick up the foul. Definitely would have loved it if she would have got the and one, but
she missed this one, and it's tipped out off the hands of Bryant. Sorry there, Jed. Didn't mean to interrupt. Jessup's going to bring it up now as Culvert, slowly. Low bounce pass. She gets it down low. Kick back out. Davidson on the way. Falling back to jumper. No. Taken down by Gomes. Gomes jumps up and rips it out of the air. We're inside of 13 now. Gomes has got it. A quick pass over to Janish, top of the key. Left corner to Corey. Foot fake. 18 on the shot. Janish over the head to the top. On the way is Flatten. Foul. Flatten gets flattened. She ends up on her rear end, but she pops right back up and makes her way to the line. 8-7 still. Scoring drought by both squads in the past 3 minutes of play. Virtually nothing happening score-wise. On the way. Oh, Flatten has it in. It came out. And then
sort of a toilet bowl shot right there. Yeah. Went swirled around the rim for a
little. All around, good one. And it went. And this one she does miss way right. First one she missed right, too, but it fell. 9-7. It's not like Flatten. Flatten, the CalPAC assist leader last year, having a superb season again this year. Flatten now on defense against Culver. And you're right, Jet. Warriors really playing some massive defense. And this foul is called. The second on the Penguins is called against Alicia Flatten. 12:25 to go. Penguins by two in the first half of this one.
No doubt. When both teams come out on the court, and they definitely recognize the shooting ability and the scoring ability of both teams, and it can be dangerous. They tend to tighten up on the defensive side of the ball, and that's what Dominican has to do. They have to play tight defense. Defense has been the key for the men's and the women's teams so far all season.
Oh, man. Gomes got an arm. She kind of horse-tied Mika Dennard. Dennard out of Phoenix is a 5'8 freshman. But Dennard went in and scored the two to tie the game, 9-all. Here's Flatten, back to the top of the key. Penguins throwing it around, looking for something. Down low, Bryant. Bryant gets wrapped up with Dennard. Boy, Micah Dennard is not only pretty good on the offense, Jet, but she's playing some massive defense and just took it out on little O'Shauna Bryant.
Yes, sir, got the hands wrapped around her. You can't do that in basketball. O'Shauna Bryant would go ahead and sit on the line.
And this one is nothing but swish, and that's a nice thing to see as Case Arena Hafoka makes her way in for her first minutes tonight in place of Raquel Gomes. We're inside of 12 minutes, 10-9 DU. Bryant back to the line. Bryant out of Rippon, 5'10". Freshman. And she cans the second one, putting the Penguins up by two.
Yes, sir. You got to love the free ones. Always.
Jet loves to see the free ones fall.
Free throws have been, I mean, it's been sometimes a killer for our team so far this year is missed free throws. So.
Yeah, you're right. It's like free money.
No doubt about it. You can't turn down free money. Everybody loves free money.
Stolen away now by Flatten. As Rebecca Calvert went for the head fake, Flatten reached in and snagged it. The Penguins then transitioned very quickly. And Kelsey Janish sort of muffed it as she got close to the hoop. She was thinking left-handed layup, Jet, and she ended up going out of bounds deep. 11:33 to go.
No doubt. Looks like Alicia Flatten tried to throw the pass, led her a little too far. Sort of a gunslinging throw by like some quintessential of a Brett Favre, but she definitely got the ball there, was able to get the steal,
and she got it there and more.
No doubt about it. But she's known for good defense and getting those steals, also being a great scorer for the DUs.
Big long three balls chucked up from the left side by Tracy Smith, and it falls. Now it's 12-11. The DU's trailing. Taki has it out in the corner. She gets it out to Flatten. Hafoka, three ball Flatten on the way right side. Oh! Alicia Flatten buries a tray. 14-12, 11 minutes exactly. And after Flatten from that right side started zeroing in, she missed her first two attempts. But then she got that third one to fall. So Flatten's one for three from outside the arc. 10:48 to go. Speaking of three ball, here goes a big tray ball by Cassie Davidson. The 5'8 freshman out of Grass Valley missed. Penguins with the rebound. Penguins now on offense. Janish. Janish left side. Massive defense played by the Warriors. Left side to Coy in the corner. Janish three ball. Left edge. Oh, in and out. And down with it, Jessup. Culvert's got it. Culvert's going to bring it up very slowly. 10:17 to go. Penguins behind two. Left edge now. Tracy Smith goes top of the key. Back over to the right, Denner. Now back to the top of the key. 12 on the shot. Flipping it around is Kelsey Buchanan, who has come into the game. The six-footer out of Sacramento. Four on the shot clock. Long three ball on the way is very short. By Tracy Smith. Uh-oh, the Penguins heave it up. All alone to Coy, right side.
Oh, they missed
the
layup.
This is an easy layup. Oh, to Coy was all alone, taken down by Micah Dennard. Oh, Chikoy's going to see that on film, Jet.
And it's going to make her sick.
She's going to slug herself in the face. She's going to be so sick.
No doubt about it. I mean, you definitely have to take advantage of those easy point opportunities.
Buchanan can't hold on to it. Gives it away. Jumper now. Flat. No. Left side taken down by Hafoka. Uh-oh, Hafoka got wrapped up with one of the Jessups. And Hafoka then started to sprint to the other end. And I think it was Micah Dennard. Dennard ends up on the floor. 14-12. 9:25 to go. Coming out of the game is Davidson. And back in the game is Courtney Barham. Actually, Barham out of Granite Bay is a 5'7" freshman. Her first minutes tonight, 9:25 to go, 14-12 on radio.dominican.edu. Now the Penguins on defense. Natalie Cooley brings it up. Penguins defending the Northern Hoof off to our right as Jet and I are high atop the eastern wall. Barham now. She gets it back to the middle. Back over to Buchanan. Buchanan goes top of the key. Barham flips it back over to Haddon. 7 on the shot clock. And finally, it's tipped out, and the Penguins get it. So Jessup throwing that ball around a lot, Jet. They finally muffed it. And the Penguins get it on the unforced error. Jessup on defense now. Courtney Barham is trying to bar Alicia Flatten from getting anywhere near the key. Barham's got the hose very high. The Black Sox all the way to the knees. Taki Tekoi now. Between the circles, she goes right side. Jets up on defense. Gets it to Janish. Hafoka, who got away from Hafoka for a second, but she got it. Three ball now. Janish on the way right side. Oh! And Janish buries the three ball, Jet. Just what the DU's needed, 17-12.
I believe that was Brittany Rowland who dropped the three ball on that one, Stu.
You know what? You are absolutely right. My mistake.
That's the true freshman, Brittany Rowland, sporting the red socks tonight.
Yeah, you're right.
No doubt about it. All the way from Seattle, Washington. Yeah.
She snuck in place of Janish. 8:15 to go. 17-12. I want to give her props. Don't want to get the wrong name there. And now another three ball by Tracy Smith. And Smith is zeroing in from the left wing. 17-15. We are at 8 minutes exactly, fans. Rowland now goes right, goes left. She's being guarded very closely by Cooley. She throws it down into the corner, taken by Bryant. Bryant saves it. Hafoka back over to Flatten. Goes right side, Flatten with a drifter. Flatten off the glass and good. 19-15, 7:45 to go. Quick transition. William Jessup brings it up.
And that is a great type of athleticism we have become accustomed to seeing from Alicia Flatten, Stu. She is always able to get the ball right where it needs to be in the right spot.
Cooley now gets wrapped up by Flatten, and that's going to be Flatten's second personal, the fourth team foul. Is that right, or is it the third team foul? Maybe the third.
That is the third team foul, Stu.
16 fouls. No, it's a fourth. Sorry. I was looking at the scoreboard, wondering if they had hit us up yet, but they waited.
I got all the great senior night decorations blocking my vision as well here, too.
Yeah, you do got a lot of stuff in front of you. 7.5 to go, fans. Cooley's got it. She goes three ball. On the way, Cooley deep. Tekoi rebound. And Janish is back in there. Janish heaves it all the way across the court to Rowland. Rowland into the corner. To Raquel Gomes. To Hafoka. And Hafoka throws it to the fans in the second row. But now Hafoka wants a foul. But Hafoka gave it away. And there were no DUs anywhere near it. 19-15, fans. We're coming up on 7 minutes. And the Warriors are going to bring it up now from midcourt. They're across the timeline. Here's Cooley. Cooley now with a foot fake. She goes right side over to Cornelius. Cornelius, who had a lot of air time in the first quarter. Now they go right side to Haddon. Three ball, no. Nice box out by Hafoka. Hafoka can't hold on to it, but it ends up in the hands of Taki Tekoi. She goes to Janish. Janish drags a foot. Janish with some good footwork. Down low, Rowland. Back to the right wing. To Raquel. To Tekoi. Tekoi almost on the end line. Great footwork. Gomes thinking three, no. Janish between the circles, 11. Janish goes right side, Tekoi. 8 on the shot. Now Rowland drives the lane, 5. Chase Arena too much off the glass. Haddon now with the rebound. Haddon flips it off to Cooley. Cooley goes right side, Cornelius. Cornelius with a foot fake. 6:15 to go. Man, Hafoka had a perfect look at it and couldn't get it to fall. Not even close. She's put way too much on it. Haddon with a foot fake. It's rejected tremendously by Raquel Gomes into the hands of Janish, who's stuck at the line. Janish double-teamed, gets out of it.
No
Janish
foul.
Janish right side, and then a whistle.
She was getting fouled all the way up the court, Stu. Finally, when she crossed the line, the half-court mark, they finally called the fouls.
Foul is called against Natalie Cooley, and Hafoka will go back to the bench as Shauna Bryant re-enters. Seventh team foul committed by the Warriors. Four committed by the D. Is on the line is Janish, and now with the play-by-play, my partner, Jed Jackson.
Yes, sir. Coach Janice will stand on the line for the DUs. She is an all-star here, junior player, number 22. Has a lot of skill, a lot of great athleticism, a great jumper. That to add, too.
Jed, this place is loaded with fans. I mean, the place is just packed both sides.
Oh, no doubt about it. Senior night.
Yeah, definitely. That's true. And Jessup's brought a lot of fans.
Janice will go up. She'll muff the first free throw, does not get it. Ball be out of bounds, and William Jessup will inbound it. The inbound will be by Colvert, senior guard from Alta, California.
Hate to see those freebies rattle around and then fall out.
No doubt. Dominican was up court trying to play the full court press. Didn't quite get it. They're double-teaming now on William Jessup. Jessup has the ball as they go up. Cornelius from dribbling around trying to figure out what she wants to do with it. Goes back out. To Cooley. Cooley has the ball now. She goes back inside to Colvert. Dominican definitely playing good D on them. Cooley will go up with the shot. Misses. Is rebounded by Shauna Bryant. Bryant will have the ball. She'll go down to Kelsey Janice. Janice will take it up for the DUs. As we said, Janice definitely has a dangerous jumper there, guarding her close, face guarding her to the 10th degree. As Brittany Rowan has the ball, and it's stolen away by Colvert. Colvert for William Jessup will go and get the easy layup. Oh, it's in and out! And it is rebounded by Kelsey Janice. Great defensive awareness on that one as Brittany Rowland will have the ball. And the timeout is called by Dominican University. Coach Brianna Chambers will call the timeout. Seemed like William Jessup had easy points as Rebecca Colvert, the senior guard from Alta, California, representing William Jessup, came down court, had the steal, had the easy layup, muffed it. Ball was rebounded, snatched down, wound up in the hands of Brittany Rowland. And she was able to take advantage of it. Timeout called. It's 5:06 left. It's 19-15. Dominican is up here on senior night, and it's definitely looking good here in the Collins Center. We're also always reminding you, if you're a good fan of Dominican athletics or a good fan of athletics in general, you should hit up TMB Sports. TMB Sports has been supporting Dominican athletics for a long time, and they've been doing business here in the Marin area since 1946. You can see their merchandise online, so only click away at www.tnbsports.com.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. It is senior send-off night, but it's also Valentine's Day. I want to give a big Valentine's Day and happy birthday to George Beckham, one of our featured artists tonight. My buddy George, a regular listener of DU Radio. I mean, this guy listens to every student show all week long. So today is George's 60th birthday, a huge fan of DU Radio. And I want to give a huge DU Radio shout-out to our buddy George Beckham, also the featured artist in between games. So we'll be bringing you a lot of music in between games. We're also going to have a little bit from Amanda Carrillo. Two independent artists, both from San Rafael. We're always supporting the local indie artists here at DU. And now with the play-by-play, Jet Jackson.
Yes, sir. Kelsey Jensen out of the ball. She's in at the top of the key. She goes right out to Alicia Flatten. Alicia Flatten pulls up for the jumper and misses it. It is rebounded by Colvert. Colvert would carry the ball up for Jessup. She goes down low. Oh, and it's batted away by Kelsey Janice. Colvert tried to pass the ball down court to Cooley. Janice was able to get in the air, get her hands on it, as Shauna Bryant was left up court.
I don't know where Jesse is, but Bryant's down, and Bryant's bleeding, and it's all over the place. Oh, Jesse's already there on top of her.
On the play, Shauna Bryant seemed to have cut up something. She's had her hands on her head.
Oh, man.
She missed it. There's blood on her hands.
And it's a lot.
It is a whole lot. As our trainer, Jesse Maza from Dominican University, will come out to the court.
I don't know if Bryant's folks are listening, but I don't think it's anything too serious.
Nothing too serious. She is still conscious. She's still fine. She's sitting on the knee. Jesse has her.
Yeah, but
great trainer here.
She pulled the hand away, and I can see blood coming from between the fingers. She's got a pretty, looks like a deep cut on the forehead above her left eye, very high on the forehead. But I'm not sure if one of the Jessups or one of the Penguins, somebody got maybe a fingernail in there and just shredded. Now the fans are clapping, but they're going to have to do some serious work on the floor because she has got blood all over the place. I mean, she's really got a bleeder going, Jet.
No doubt about it. I wish we had a replay so we could see what happened with that play.
I just looked back, and little old Shauna Bryant, who's now left the floor under her own power, she's walking back to the training room. So if her mom's listening, she's going to be okay. Number 44 leaves the arena with the head trainer, Jesse Mazza, who is right on top of things, as usual. And they're going to get somebody to get over there and clean up the floor because Bryant had a bleeder going, something fierce, and the floor is covered in blood. Right over there off to our left, right underneath the southern hoop at the Conlin Center. And she bled all over the place. Now they're spraying out the, they're going to spray off the floor with something to make sure it's all nice and clean before we resume play, Jet.
No doubt about it.
Making sure it's all that. Poor little Shauna Bryant got nailed.
No doubt, but
she's
all right. She walked off the court of her own power. She's doing just fine. Had the hand on the head, but Jesse's going to take good care of her. Great trainer here at Dominican University. But good toughness by Shauna Bryant.
Man, oh
as
man.
She went ahead and took the hit, didn't even hear a sound, just saw her holding her head, trying to figure out what happened. She seemed to be perfectly conscious, but that's definitely a lot of toughness. We definitely breed a lot of great athletes here at Dominican University.
Well, you know what, Jen? I think she got nailed because she was down on her knees there, like had some birds fluttering around her head for a minute. But then she got up and she was okay. But when she took her hand away from her head, her forehead, it was a bucket of blood. But she's all right.
No doubt about
it. All right. So people from Dominican run out on the floor, clean everything up. We'll give you a report on Shauna Bryant just as soon as we hear. But I don't think it's going to be anything too terribly serious. Hopefully, it's not something that's going to require stitches, which might mean that Bryant would have to leave the game, which would be a tremendous loss for the D's. The Penguins really need Bryant, and they need her down low to forward.
No doubt, she definitely has been essential to this team as of recent. She's had a lot of good games for Dominicans, been able to be real well in the post. Real, real good player, real, real good offensive mind, real good defensive stature as well. But we're reminding you here on radio.dominican.edu that there's 4 minutes and 36 seconds left in this first half of the game, and it is 19-15, Dominican leading by 4 here in the Collins Center. And you can hear our great broadcast. We're reminding you, this is Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins, and his partner, Jet Jackson.
And that's you.
Yes, sir, that is me. Only on radio.dominican.edu. The best sports broadcasting this side of Earth.
Jet, you're stuck with me as your Valentine this year. I'm sorry to say, but, you know, it could be worse. I mean, really, we are we're on the air.
I called Jessica Allen, but she didn't pick up, so...
She wouldn't take your call?
She wouldn't take my call. Something about having a child and a husband. I don't know. I don't know. Something like that. But Jessica Alba was not available tonight, so I got my buddy Stuart Horn.
Well, with your reputation, I'm surprised she didn't pick that thing right up.
Oh, no doubt about it. But you know what? Sometimes the swagger points just don't score.
4:36 to go, fans. And on Valentine's Day, here he is, Jed Jackson.
Yes, sir. Dominican will now inbound the ball. Alicia Flatten will take it up court for the DUs. Flatten has the ball. Against her is Cornelius. Cornelius playing tough D, definitely trying to get the ball out of Flatten's hands. They know she's dangerous when she has the rock. She'll go up top to Kelsey Janis. Janis has the ball. Go down low to Kel Gomes. Gomes will go back up to Roland. Roland will pull the three.
No!
Make it! Roland pulls the jumper, knocks it down nice and clean, so fresh, so clean. And Brittany Roland, the true freshman, will come away with those points. Score is now 22-15. A little over 4 minutes left here, and that's a way to start some new play there, Stu. As Jessup will pull a three, not be able to make it. That was Tracy Smith, tried to pull the jumper, was not able to make it, but the ball is rebounded by William Jessup University. Jessup will go down low to Calvert. Calvert will go up against Gomes. In between Gomes and Kermenko, doesn't get the ball to go, but she'll go to the line with the foul.
Man, she went in there among a bunch of Penguins, and that took some guts just to go in there for Calvert.
No doubt. She gave a little drop step, tried to dive up in between the two defenders. Did a good job of getting up in there, but couldn't get the ball to drop. But that foul will go against Shelly Kermenko.
7-point margin is the greatest so far tonight. Penguins, if you're looking at the trend, starting to pull away a little bit from the 7-7 Warriors.
Yes, sir. And Taki Tokoyo, however, will come in for Shelly Kermenko. And for William Jessup, it seems that Casey Davidson will come in for Carly Hayden. Davidson is a freshman guard from Grass Valley, California. She's already had some PT in this game tonight, as Janice will have the ball going up court. And the free throw was good from Colbert. Colbert go ahead and made the free throw. It's 22-16. 3:33 left here on the clock as the ball goes down low to Flatten. Flatten will go up with a left-handed layup. Great athleticism, able to scoop up and under.
Man, Jet, she spun that off the glass as she was falling into the end area. Somehow it fell. It looked like a miracle from here, but I don't think it was magic. I think it was just classic flat.
A play from the LeBron James arsenal. She's able to get up in there and get the ball. Gets the score. Brittany Rowland will come down with the rebound. Will go up, down the court to Tekoi. Tekoi will go to Janice. Janice goes down low to Gomes. And it is snatched away, not the way by Cornelius, as Culver will have it. And now take it up court. And she'll try to go down low again to Smith. Smith will go back up to Cornelius. Cornelius to Culver. Culver will go out to Cooley. Cooley has the ball. Will go up again to Cornelius of William Jessup. Cornelius is fouled as she tries to press inside the paint. I believe that is Kelsey. Janice will go ahead and be credited with that foul.
You're right about that. Janice stuck an arm in there and trying to break it up. If she'd have hit the ball, it would have been no foul. But, boy, she got a lot of arm wrapped up.
She definitely got a lot of arm, and Cornelius definitely made her presence known that she was fouled. Cornelius will go to the line, missed the first one. The score still remains 24-16. With 2:48 left here on the clock, Dominican University is large and in charge.
The place is still buzzing after that massive layup by Flatten with the spin off the window.
No doubt. We'll definitely have word for you on the situation with Shauna Bryant and that injury as Dominican carries the ball up court. Brittany Rowland, the true freshman, will have it. She can be dangerous. She's proven already with three-pointers as Alicia Flatten has the ball. Now she'll do a spin move, pull up for the short jumper, and it was nothing but poetry in motion.
That was.
Alicia Flatten, 26-16. Dominican takes a 10-point lead, the greatest lead of the night, as William Jessup will have the ball and carry on court. Beautiful, beautiful play by Alicia Flatten.
Wasn't that something? Flatten had a moment where she just pulled up, buckled, very methodically and slowly, Jet, rested. You know, when you do it right and you have that perfect stroke, as Flatten does from the right side, she just had all the time in the world. Even though there was a ton of traffic, she seemed to take all the time she needed and buried it.
No doubt about it. However, on that last play, Culver tried to go in and score, was fouled by Tekoi.
That's three in a row missed by Culver.
Yes, sir, that's three in a row missed by Culver, but she'll go ahead and miss the first free throw. Culver. She's always coming all the way from William Jessup University. However, she is a senior from Alta, California, so definitely it's not her senior night today, but she's playing a great game as a senior, being able to get the ball, had some good steals. As Dominican University will have the ball now. Kelsey Janice will put the little jab step against Cooley. Janice has the ball. She can be dangerous as well. Such great weapons on the floor right now for Dominican University. Brittany Rowland with the ball now in her hands. Rowland all the way from Seattle, Washington. Eight on the shot clock, and Rowland tried to get the pass over to Raquel Gomes, who was down in the post. Went right over Gomes' head, right over the defender's head, and right out of bounds.
I don't know who she was trying to pass that to. It looked like to Gomes, but it was about 10 feet over her head. That's not like Rowland.
That's not right, Rowland, whatsoever. But, hey, you're a freshman. You make freshman mistakes. As Jessup will have the ball. They'll go down low, and it's snatched away by Kelsey Janice. Her snatched away again. It was snatched away again by Courtney Barham. Barham is the freshman guard, 5'7", from Granite Bay. She got away with the steal, tried to go up, was batted by Kelsey Janish. But however, during the perfect rejection, which I thought was a perfect rejection, she was fouled, sent to the line. Now Janice will go out. Kasserina Hafoka, number 50, the freshman, will come in.
Did you say that foul was against Janish?
Foul was against Janish.
Yeah, she gets yanked for it, too.
She got
That's what happens.
26-17, a minute and 30.
You know, Jet, what happens when you commit a foul? You get yanked, man.
You get yanked.
Even on the radio squad, that's what happens.
No doubt. You commit a foul on the radio squad, you get snatched. You get sat down. You ride the pine pony. But Brandon Chambers is tough.
It's hard for me to sit you, though, because you're my partner.
No doubt about it.
That's why I try and keep things straight around here, not create any fouls myself. I don't want you to have to sit me.
And no one can sit you, Stu. You got the keys to the kingdom. Dominican University will carry the ball up court. Janice with a perfect pass that time to Kasserina Foca will go back up to Brittany Rowland. She shoots the three, bounces off the tip of the rim, rebounded by Colbert. Colbert's having a pretty good night on the defensive end of the ball. Dominican not getting back. Cooley will have the ball. She'll have time to shoot. It's rebounded by Barham. Barham will go back to Tracy Smith. Smith will go out and go out to Calvert. Calvert will shoot the jumper. 26-19. The clock counts down. 50 seconds on it. Alicia Flatton will carry the ball up court. Dominican once had the 10-point lead. It's now dwindled down to the 4-point lead. 26-22. Brittany Rowland will have the ball. Rowland, freshman from Seattle.
Coming up on 30 seconds, Jet.
Rowland has the ball again. She'll go back out to Flatton. Flatton goes down low to Gomes. Gomes goes out to Afoka. Afoka didn't seem to be paying attention on that play.
Well, I think it was intended for Gomes, but then Gomes muffed it, and it ended up in the hands of Afoka. And as you said, Jet, she wasn't ready for it.
She was not ready for ever, but Afoka will pick up the foul. And she will go to the line. It's 30 seconds on the clock, 26-22. Afoka will go with the first one. Makes it.
What a shot.
Good free throw by Afoka. Kesarina Afoka, the freshman here at Dominican University.
She's a two-sport star.
She plays volleyball and basketball from San Mateo, California. And the ball was called in and out against William Jessen. So Dominican will have the ball again. It's 27-22, 27.7 left on the clock. Brittany Rowland will inbound it. Culver was the one who stepped out of bounds for William Jessen University. As Alicia Flatton now has the ball, and the clock counts down.
Shot clock's off.
Shot clock is off. Alicia Flatton has it, and she's just draining clock right now, sitting on it. Wants to take the last shot, obviously. They're trying to move around, see if they can get someone open for the good shot. Alicia Flatton is dangerous with the ball in her hands. Goes down to Raquel Gomes. Gomes goes up, makes the short little layup. Doesn't quite get it. However, it's rebounded. Rebounded, tossed back to Taki Takoi. Goes down low to Kesarina Afoka, and Afoka gets the points, 29-22. And that is the first half here on radio.dominican.edu. Great game by the Dominican Penguins late in that half, Stu. They were able to capitalize on the mistakes of William Jessen University. They were able to get some steals, have a good defensive game, good offensive play, pull some good jumpers, and that's what pretty much took them away. They had a 10-point lead. Now they're down to a 7-point lead, but 7-10. It's 10 was the largest. 7 was the largest for that, so we're definitely having a good game.
Yeah, Penguins playing pretty well, and you're right, Jet. Just coming down the stretch of the first half there, the Penguins got a couple of gifts, and William Jessen sort of let the Penguins off the hook there very late, and Afoka buries the final shot with a second half to go in the first half. Speaking of the first half, it is in the books, and the Penguins are up by 7. We have a 15-minute break, but Jet will be back with the halftime extravaganza in about 9 minutes, Jet.
Yes,
with all the stats, all the numbers, everything that matters as the Penguin cheerleaders are out on the floor. So for Jet Jackson, the Stuart Horn, the end of the first half has come. Radio.dominican.edu. Jet will be back with the halftime extravaganza in 8 minutes. Until then, as usual, supporting local indie artists. And today's featured artist is the birthday boy on Valentine's Day, George Beckham. Please enjoy, folks. Jet will be back in 8 minutes.
I look at you, I see your face, laughing eyes, smiling just for me.
And she'll go up court. She'll pass back out to Smith. Smith will have the ball, trying to make a decision with it. They're definitely slowing it up so far in this second half, moving the ball around a whole lot. 55 will have it now for William Jessen University as they go down to Cornelius. Cornelius will go up again, and the ball is snatched away by Shelly Carmico. Carmico will have the steal. She'll go to Janice. Janice will go up court to Raquel Gomes. Gomes will have it, slow it up. Goes out to Alicia Flatton. Flatton pulls up for the three. Makes the easy three-pointer. Alicia Flatton, being a beast like usual, is able to go ahead and drop the three. The score is now 32-22 here on radio.dominican.edu in this game versus William Jessen Lady Warriors and the Dominican University Lady Penguins. As the ball is put up by Jessen and missed. Cornelius will go up, miss the layup again. Cornelius will get the rebound over Shelly Carmico. Great athleticism getting up in there and getting it. Smith will shoot, misses the long two. This ball is rebounded by Raquel Gomes as Alicia Flatton will have it and take it up court.
I love that Gomes is in perfect position waiting for that rebound.
Oh, no doubt. Every time she finds herself in great position, she has great awareness on the court. As Takoy has the ball, she'll go down low to Carmico, and a travel is called on Shelly Carmico. She walks with it a little bit, so the ball will go to William Jessen.
Jed, I don't know if you noticed, but the head coach for Holy Names ladies team is in the house checking out the DUs.
Oh, no doubt about it. Holy Names is definitely our rival.
Names in first place. Penguins all alone in second right now.
No doubt. It was rivalry week in NCAA men's basketball this week. NCAA basketball period was rivalry week. I would have loved to have broadcast our final game of the season, regular season, against Holy Names, but we'll settle for a win against William Jessup.
And Jessup's no slouch is going to be a tough one on the DUs. Penguins leading by 10, though.
No doubt about it. Colfer will go down low to Cooley. That is Smith from William Jessup University. Smith will go up, and she is fouled. I believe that's by Shelly Kerminko will be the one to pick up the foul on that one. As Smith will go to the line. As Tracy Smith, she is the senior guard from Grass Valley, California, coming in at 5'8". She'll miss the first one. Misses the first free throw. Also in for William Jessup University will be Carly Hayden. Carly Hayden, the junior forward from Salinas, California. Not too far from where I'm at, Stu. I'm from San Jose. I've got some good friends out there in Salinas. Great high schools out there, great athletes. As ball is taken down by Dominican University. Air ball by Taki Decoy. Got the backboard, went over the rim. As Cornelius will come up with the rebound. She'll take the ball down court. She's guarded closely by Flatten. Flatten was able to disrupt the pass right there, but not able to get it out of the hands of William Jessup. Jessup will have it as Cooley will go down low to Smith again. Smith sitting out on the perimeter trying to figure out what she wants to do with it. It was going into Culver. Culver has been dangerous tonight. She steps forward, pulls back. Pulls the long two, 32-24, 17:40 left on the clock.
Nice buckling jumper by Culver.
No doubt the ball's taken up again by Dominican University. And just as we praise William Jessup, Kelsey Jennings says, don't do that. I'll drop two of my own. 34-24, 10-point lead. Dominican University, 17:26 on the clock. As Smith now has him, she'll go up. And the shot is shot up by William Jessup University. That shot by Carly Hayden. Hayden misses it as the ball is rebounded by Janice. Janice will have it. She'll go to Flatten. Flatten will go back to Janice. Janice will go to Gomes. Gomes will pull up and make the three.
And a whistle.
And a whistle. An off-ball whistle was made against Cooley, I believe. The refs are getting together talking about it. I'm guessing it might be some kind of unsportsmanlike conduct. Double foul against Taki Decoy.
So they're and offsetting.
Natalie Cooley's offsetting foul. Might have been some bad words in between the two. We're not sure. Some kind of.
No, there wasn't a. It wasn't a T at all.
But
yeah. Both teams with a foul simultaneously.
No doubt. So we definitely have to figure that out. As Culver will carry the ball in for Jessup, she misses. It is rebounded by 22, Lindsay Cecina. Cecina from El Dorado Hills, California, the freshman forward, getting some of her first minutes of the night.
Cecina
will go to the line. Excuse me on that one, Cecina. Cecina will sit on the free throw line, and the first one bounces off the back of the rim. 36-24, a little over 17 left. Dominican University still has a commanding lead.
The fans are insisting that the Penguins box out, and they do.
No doubt. The second free throw is missed by Cecilia. The ball will go out to Alicia Flatten. She'll pull up for the jumper. It's a little short. Rebounded by Kermenko. Kermenko will go up again. Miss it. The ball snatched by Janice. She's gone up again. She'll go up again for a second time with it and get the score. 38-24. 16:45 on the clock.
And this place is starting to erupt, Jet. The Penguins are pulling away, and the electricity in the house is palpable.
No doubt. Cecino had the ball. She'll go out to Smith. Smith will miss it. It's batted down by Alicia Flatten. Flatten will now have it go to Janice. Janice goes back up to Flatten as she tries to drive in the paint. Goes up with the easy toss-up. Misses. Janice is tangled up amongst the feet of a lot of William Jessup Warriors. And a foul is called against Dominican University. And now subs come in for William Jessup University. Casey Davidson will come in for William Jessup as well as Courtney Barham.
Gomes steals it on the inbounds, Jet.
No doubt. Gomes snatches inbounds, but snatched back by William Jessup. A great effort, valiant effort, but taken away again by William Jessup. And Smith will now have the ball. Cornelius will have it. She'll go inside to Barham. Barham goes up and is fouled. by Shelly Klermenko. Klermenko got a little piece of the arm on that one, Stu.
Boy, that was close. Klermenko stuck a hand in there. I thought she got nothing but ball, but she got a little wrist.
A little bit of the arm, so now Barham, who's only been in the game for a few seconds, will go to the line to shoot her free throws and makes the first.
Barham had a couple minutes in the first half, right?
No doubt about it. She had a couple minutes in the first half.
No doubt about it.
In the second. Let me see if I can patent that phrase.
38 You've already 25. Done it. It's yours.
38-25. So far, Dominican has 5 fouls in the second half, and there's only 1 foul against William Jessup as the ball is rebounded by Dominican University. Raquel Gomes will have it. She's double-teamed. She'll go up to the court to Janice. Janice will go down and flat, and Flatten will pull the jumper again. Yeah! Makes it this time. 41-25. Dominican University is up with 15:45 left here on the clock. And Alicia Flatten is hot so far in this game, knocking down everything she can.
I think that's
four, has the ball.
I think that's 4 threes for Flatten so far.
It could be 4 threes for Flatten. She is not the type of person you want to sit there and leave open on the perimeter to shoot.
You're right. When she has a moment to look at it, she's brutal.
No doubt about it. Barham had the ball. She'll go down low. And Flatten gets the steal. She'll go up court, taking her time, though. She'll pull up for the long jumper. Makes it the long two. It's 43-25. 15:14 left on the clock. A timeout is called by William Jessup University. And Dominican University is definitely showing out this game. 43-25. Good threes. I almost called them free throws. Good 3-pointers by Alicia Flatten. Dropping threes like it's nobody's business. Stroke of a champion.
Yeah, you're right. Flatten all of a sudden is getting hot. Penguins are playing great in the second half. The Penguin fans are nutty over there. And it's not just students. It's everybody. They're going crazy.
No doubt about it. Everyone is having fun here in the Collins Center for senior night. All the fans are out here large and in charge. We got the DU fans, the students cheering section. The ice box is hot, as well as William Jessup fans coming out here showing support for their Lady Warriors. And soon for the Warriors of the men's basketball team will be out. Over here, I see Ari Ivantosh, one of the great stars here on Dominican's basketball squad, the men's squad. He's getting ready to play. 15:14 left, and he's definitely chomping at the bit and raring to get so far. So 43-25, the Lady Penguins are killing. And that would be the understatement of the night. They're absolutely obliterating this team so far when it comes to scoring.
It was close in the first half, but all of a sudden, the DUs are... These are going crazy in a good way. They're playing beautifully in the second half.
I'm telling you, when Mr. Momentum changes his address, you definitely got to pay attention to it. You can't let him leave you, or he'll leave you broke.
You're right.
No doubt about it. William Jessup University will have the ball. Go down to Cornelius. Cornelius sitting on the three. Looks like William Jessup was trying to pull threes at first. They'll go on to real Cornelius to toss the ball back out to Barham. Barham will shoot. And makes the three, 28-43. Barham.
That was way off the top of the glass, and it fell.
No doubt about it. A hard shot. I didn't think he had a chance of making it, but, hey, it drops.
Man, it had such a high, and it was a beautiful arc.
No doubt about
it. High arc.
Oh, the ball goes out again to Flatten, and she makes another three-pointer. Alicia Flatten will drop it again.
Good assist by Gomes to Flatten way outside. You give Flatten a second to look at it, forget about it.
I'm telling you, stroking from the east, stroking from the west. Alicia Flatten cannot be stopped. The ball is stolen by Tekoi. Tekoi will go to Flatten again. Oh, she's dangerous with the ball in her hand. She'll go up court to Klermenko. Klermenko will go get the easy layup.
Good.
48-28.
Great assist by Alicia Flatten to find Shelly Klermenko down low.
No doubt. Deep down low.
Hit her Flatten. With a bullet.
Flatten's having a great game so far, Stu, with the assist and the points. Cornelius will have the ball. She'll go in. Lane was open.
No.
She missed the easy layup. Cornelius had a good opportunity to score there. Did not get.
You're right.
The ball's taken up by Janice. Will go to Tekoi. Tekoi will go back out to Gomes. Gomes will shoot it.
Can you believe the lane the Penguins left open to Cornelius and she missed the
You have to be able to get back in transition. It's key. Brittany Rowland, however, will come in the game right now for Kelsey Janish. Rowland from Seattle, Washington. Dominican was going on pretty good of a hot streak right there for a second.
You're right.
As DUs will have the ball again and inbound it. Off an off-ball foul. Alicia Flatten with a good offensive awareness. Is able to find Raquel Gomes right under the basket. She goes up, gets the score, 50-28. 13:41 left here on the clock. And the DUs are hot so far, Stu.
Penguins just brought it up a notch here in the second half. Yeah.
They definitely pumped up the volume.
Uh-oh.
miscommunication by William Jessup University. The pass was tossed in by number 22, Lindsay Cessina. Cessina. She was trying to find one of her teammates open. Didn't quite get him. As Alicia Flatton will now have the ball carried up for the DUs off the inbound. And she'll go out to Rowan. Rowan, another dangerous three-shooter. We have two dangerous shooters in this game right now. It's Alicia Flatton and Brittany Rowan, as well as Takoy. As Flatton will go down low to Gomes. Gomes almost got up under and got the layup. But the ball is snatched down again by Alicia Flatton. Oh, and Gomes had her stuff beat out.
She did. That was a tremendous.
By Cecilia, you won't get her name wrong again. Gomes went up for the shot. Cecilia came out of nowhere. And Cecilia will step back, take the three, not make it. Ball's rebounded by Flatton. Flatton trying to look up court. She's blinded by a bunch of William Jessup players. As Gomes will have the ball, she'll go back out to Takoy. Takoy will go down to Flatton. Flatton will go down low to Kamiko. Kamiko goes up, gets the and one. Scores an easy two. Got knocked on the arm, and Shelly Kamiko will go to the line for the Lady Penguins, 52-28.
Foul was called against Cecilia.
And that was against Cecilia. Cecilia's having her name spoken a whole lot. Now in for William Jessup University would be Carly Hayden. Out would be Mika Denard. Mika Denard from Phoenix, Arizona, will be replaced with Carly Hayden.
Boy,
from Salinas, California.
Jet Alicia Flatton is having one of those games, at least in the second half. She was solid in the first half.
No doubt. And that shot really was missed by Shelly Kermico. However, and Brittany Rowling goes up. That's down Barham.
That's been a lot of defense in this game.
A lot of defense. Brittany Rowling getting some revenge for her teammate Raquel Gomes, getting her hand on the ball there. Tried to get all ball, but got a little bit of arm on that one. And Rowling, freshman, getting a little feisty there, trying to knock down the rock.
And both teams defensively playing beautifully.
No doubt. As Barham will go to line, she'll make the first free throw, making the score 52-29 here so far.
Senior send-off night, radio down to Minnekin.edu.
Yes,
Valentine's Day, Jet, the 14th of February, 09.
If you're on a date with your Valentine, you should be at the basketball game. Best dates ever, sports games, I'm telling you, Stu. And Barham will make the second. Ball now being inbounded by Raquel Gomes of Dominican University. Go to Alicia Flatton. Flatton has the rock. She carried up court. They are definitely face guarding Flatton tight, Stu. They do not want her to shoot the ball because she has made them pay. Flatton will go up inside. Rushes the rim. Goes with the left hand. Switches it up. Off of the dribble. Makes the easy. I won't say easy. That was a difficult layup. Makes the great 2 points. 54-30. And Dominican University is large and in charge of 24 points so far in this game. Dominican has taken a huge lead as the ball shot up by Cesena. She misses, rebounded by Kisarina Afoka. Afoka will give it off to Flatton. Flatton slowing it up a little bit, setting up the offense.
Talk about large and in charge. His Flatton has just gone crazy in the second half.
I'm telling you, a game that was close second half is nowhere near it. Now, as Cesena will go ahead and snatch the ball again. She'll go up with the layup. Misses. And the ball will be rebounded by Flatton. Oh, and Flatton has it knocked out of bounds again by none other than Cecilia.
You know, this is just another one of those games for Flatton, too. She's consistently exceptional.
No doubt. She's consistent, and when she gets on a roll, she gets on a roll, Stu.
But, Jed, as you mentioned earlier, she's playing all the positions of the game beautifully, not just offensively, but her assists, as usual, are superb. And all of a sudden, now she's actually rebounding and playing some great defense. She's always pretty good on those. But, you know, she's not an exceptionally tall lady.
Oh,
so she doesn't get a ton of rebounds. But she's getting a bunch tonight.
No doubt about it. Kelsey Janis tried to go up with the three. Was pushed down a little bit on that. She expected the foul. However, the ball was snatched by Brittany Rowland in the mid. She got the ball back inside, and Janis tried to go up again with the score, didn't get it, so the ball will be inbounded again by Dominican University. Dominican will go up to Kisarina Hofoka. She's a powerful presence in the paint. We'll go down to Alicia Flatton. Try to go down between the legs to Hofoka. Hofoka wasn't able to get a hand on it. Bounced off the knee of the defender. As Janis will have the ball, and Cecilia will knock the ball out of the hands of Raquel Gomes. Out of bounds again, and Dominican will bring it in again.
I got to give Cecilia props, the 5'9 freshman. It's a massive hustle here in the second half.
No doubt, a lot of hustle. She's a good defensive player. As the ball will go to Oh. Kelsey Janis. Janis tried to get up and toss it, and Cecenia again with the bat down out of bounds. She knocks it out of the hands of Afoka.
Afoka's a six-footer, too. She's not easy to block, but she blocked that one.
Cecenia is the hustle queen right now. She is definitely getting up in there trying to make sure no one's able to get the rock in anyone's hands. As Cecenia will knock it out of the hands of Afoka again, disrupted a pass, and now the ball is in the hands of Smith for William Jessup. Smith will go down low to Barham. Bram will go up and get fouled. Alicia Flatten is called for the foul, and Flatten is definitely not happy about it. And in for Flatten now will be Taki Takoy. Takoy will come in, as well as Shelly Carmenko for Serena Hafoka for the Lady Penguins. And now to the line will be Barham. That's Courtney Barham from Granite Bay, California. She'll go up with the first one. Misses. It's rebounded by none other than Raquel Gomes. The ball is now taken up court by Kelsey Janis. We'll go down low to Carmenko, and Carmenko will score 56-30. 26 points we are up by, and I'm feeling real comfortable, Stu.
I'm starting to feel comfortable, Jeb, but I love the way Carmenko is so solid under the hoop. She can catch it in stride, get her act together, and nail it most of the time.
No doubt about it. The ball shot up by William Jessup. Rebounded by Jessup again. Cooley will go and take the shot. Long three is hard off the glass. Rebounded by Kelsey Janis. Janis should have got fouled on that one. Janis getting knocked all around. No foul being called. Ball gets up to Brittany Rowland. Rowland takes the three. Doesn't make it. It's in and off the rim. As Brown was pulled up for the long two. Hard off the glass.
Raquel Gomes helped Janis up at midcourt while the game was going on.
And Kelsey Janis was just pounded all over the ground.
She was.
Definitely no foul being called.
Oh.
And Courtney Barham with the hard foul again against Kelsey Janis. And now for your play-by-play would be Mr. Stuart Horn,
all
the
right.
Rest of the Penguins.
Thank you very much, Jed Jackson. 9:20 to go, fans. Penguins by 26. And Jed, as I was just mentioning, Janis was on her back in midcourt. About 14 of the Jessups were standing on her. And Raquel Gomes came up and helped her up. But I guess that's what happens with a 26-point lead. Gomes now with the ball. She goes down low to Clarmenko. It's batted away by Cecenia into the hands of Cooley. Cooley throws it up the court to Cornelius left wing. Cornelius slows things down. We're coming up on 9 minutes. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Cooley now goes left side. Cornelius drives in against Gomes. Off the glass. Spins it. Good. Left-handed layup, Jet.
Yes, sir. Definitely these women, William Jessup team is playing, trying to play some tight defense, trying to crawl back into some, but I don't know how good their chances are being down by double digits.
No chance if the Penguins keep playing like this. Janis goes outside, Gomes on the way, three ball, very high. Oh! And a foot was inside, two only, but it was out there at about 18 and a half feet, 8.5 minutes to go. 58-32, DU's comfortably in control of this one. The jumper from the right side by Carly Haddon, the 5'11 junior, does not fall. Penguins get it on the rebound. Takoy, left side, head fake. Takoy walks with it. No. A timeout called by head coach Brianna Chambers, Jet. And there are no media timeouts tonight. I don't know what's going on. First, they changed it after a couple of games at the start of the season to add the media timeouts as per NCAA rules.
Right.
As the Penguins are moving toward the NCAA. And now, no media timeouts tonight. But I'm not sure why. I think it's because it's senior send-off night. There's all these extra minutes involved in that. In fact, immediately following this game, fans, we usually have about a half-hour break before the men tip off. But there's only going to be a 5 or 6 minute break tonight before we begin the proceedings with regard to tonight's senior send-off night for the Penguin men. So you want to stay tuned for that. We won't have our normal breakdown. The update on Shauna Bryant, Jet. She's over there with an ice bag over her left eye. It's all swollen up. She's got the butterfly stitches over the left eye. There was a gallon of blood on the floor, but Bryant popped back up, got the eye stitched up, all bandaged up by the head trainer, Jesse Mazza, and Bryant's back on the bench with her teammates. Number 44, Bryant's going to be okay. 8:20 to go. 58-32. Penguins on top. Bryant's okay. Baskerville out for the season. Rena Scharf is out for the season, both with injuries. And with 8:20 to go, the Penguins will have the ball on the short side. They bring it in. Right under the hoop off to our right. That's the northern end. The Penguins zigzag it to Klermenko. Off the glass, left side, good. 60-32. 8:10 to go. 17 fouls committed by the Penguins in the first half. Only 4 committed by William Jeskin. That's almost polar opposite to what it was in the first half. The Penguins in the second half, a little more aggressive, paying that price. However, they are now leading by 28. Jessup now on offense. Kick out, Cesania. 3 ball on the way, left edge, no. Down with it is Raquel Gomes. She hands it off to Roland. Roland, the freshman, stutter steps, goes against Cornelius, brings it across the timeline. Red Sox on, left side jumper, elbow, in and out, Cesania rebound. She hauls it down in the paint, calls out the play, brings it up quickly, brings it across the middle of the insignia. In the middle of the Conlon Center here at Dominican University of California. Natalie Cooley, right side, with the runner. Ooh, Cooley overshot the hoop by about 4 feet. She was 4 feet away, and she threw it 8 feet total.
Yes, sir. Sort of a rainbow shot. Had a nice arc on it, but didn't hit where it was supposed to.
Yeah, it was good direction, poor distance. Here is Gomes thinking 3 ball, doesn't want to do it. Back to the top of the key is Roland. She calls out the play with 12 seconds on the shot clock to Coy. Left edge, indoors now. Raquel, up, Shelley, all alone, boom. Klermenko drops a deuce right over the top of Culvert, and that's not easy to do. Culvert's in there 5'8". Plays much bigger than that, 62-32. The Penguins comfortably in control now. And as I say that, Tracy Smith, who was a starter in this game, who knocked down a couple of big threes in the first half, just hits another three from that right edge. But the Penguins aren't too worried with 6.5 to go. 62-34. Cesania now knocks it away, but Raquel Gomes gets it back at the top of the key. Penguins on top, 12 seconds on the shot clock. Roland gets it to Janish. Now back to Roland. Left edge. 7 on the shot. Roland 5. Indoors. Gomes 4. Gomes turn around 2. On the way. Oh, Gomes with 1 second jet on the shot clock. Gets it to fall. The Penguins by 30 coming up on 60. Across the middle now is Cooley.
Gomes always has great awareness, great positioning, able to find herself in the right place at the right time constantly, Stu.
With just 1 second to go on the shot clock, she was able to knock it down. The Warriors zigzag it, work it down low into the hands of Rebecca Culvert. Culvert from the baseline on the right side is fouled on the way up. Bucket does not fall. Culvert did not fall, but she was fouled pretty hard. And she'll go to the line. 5:54 to go, and she buries the first free throw. As Alicia Flatten comes back in, Flatten now in place of Gomes. You don't see that kind of a switch out too often. But Flatten's out there with Roland, with Klermenko, with Janish, and Tekoy. And getting ready to come in for the Penguins is Jordan Da Silva Duramo, the 6-foot freshman out of Fort Bragg. And Jet likes to brag about Duramo, and he probably will.
No doubt. Duramo definitely has great play so far for the Penguins.
Absolutely.
Always happy to see her in the game.
Tekoy now with the runner in the lane. Gets it down low. Klermenko softly off the glass. Good.
And talking to Coy with great looking, great vision on that one. Able to find Raquel Gomes in midair. Tosses her down to her. And the Gomes is able to go up and get the points.
66-35 to use.
Well, that was Shelley Klermenko. Excuse me, not Gomes.
Yeah, you're right. Gomes is on the bench. But Klermenko did knock it down. Although Gomes has been having a great game. So I can see why you were thinking about Gomes anyway. Now the jumper by Cooley. Mid-range, in the paint, and I thought the Penguins called a timeout, but no, there's just going to be a switch out. Duramo in place of Klermenko. Klermenko's having another one of those games, Jet, where she can't miss anything, especially in the second half.
She can be the most dominant player on the court, Stu, when she gets rolling. She shows a lot of tenacity on the offensive side of the ball and on the defensive side of the ball, Stu. And, I mean, I just love when she gets down in the post, she can cause some damage and cause other teams to get out of position.
You're absolutely right. And that's one of the great parts, plays of a defender, is to force the other team to get out of their game plan. Down low, Duramo, intended for Duramo, from Alicia Flatten. Flatten with a bullet pass from the two hands over her head. Tried to hit Duramo. It was tipped out by Cesania, and then somehow William Jessup ends up with possession. 4:45 to go. 66-37. The D is in control in the second half. Getting ready to come in for the Lady Warriors is Amanda Gilming, a 5'8 senior from Forest Hill. And as I was mentioning, Gilming, Tracy Smith went up left edge on the runner and gets it to fall. 66-39. Throws it away. Janish to Cesania. Cesania up the court very quickly to Colbert. Left edge. Tracy Smith off the glass. Good. 66-41. Jessup playing very hard to the end. 4:14 to go. Views on top in the backcourt. Janish now has Cornelius come up against her. And Alicia Flatten brings it across the middle. Raquel Gomes getting ready to come in as Flatten threw it intended for Roland. Roland to the bench. Raquel Gomes in her place. Roland almost ran into the coach.
No doubt about it.
4 minutes exactly, no doubt about it.
No doubt about it. She was headed there full speed, nonstop.
Right in front of the opulent broadcasting area. Three on the shot clock. Two on the shot clock. Janish, one on the way. Oh, nothing. That is shot clock violation.
Nope.
As Janish had the jumper from the left side, Jet, she couldn't even get rim, at least to reset the clock. So they stopped things. 18 fouls committed by the Penguins. 14 fouls committed by the Lady Warriors from William Jessup University, visiting here at the Conlin Center. Here's the jumper by Natalie Cooley from the top of the key. Nothing. Janish with the rebound. Taki Tokoi now has it. As she brings it up, hands it off to Flatten. We're inside of 3.5 minutes in the second half. Jet will take us the rest of the way at 3 minutes, but for now, DeRamo's got it. DeRamo walks with it after Tracy Smith at the top of the key, stuck an arm in there, and batted DeRamo around. So with 3:16 to go, with the play-by-play the rest of the way in the first game of tonight's CalPAC doubleheader is my partner, Jed Jackson.
Yes, sir. Now William Jessup will be able to inbound the ball. Cooley will now have it and take it up court for the Jessup Warriors. Jessup trying to claw back in this game somehow. Janice tried to sit there and take a little bit of a charge. She was knocked down as the ball went up to Cooley again. Cooley is fouled. Going up for the layup, she will go to the line for the William Jessup Warriors.
Micah Dennard has re-entered the game, Jet.
Yes, sir. Micah Dennard. She is from El Dorado Hills, California, I believe. Coming in for the Lady Warriors of Williams. No, she's not from El Dorado Hills. Michael Dennard is from Phoenix, Arizona. All the way from out of state.
Your player of the game, Lindsay Cesania, is from El Dorado Hills.
Yeah, she's from El Dorado Hills. As Cooley goes ahead and makes the second free throw.
You know, Jet, when I was a kid for a couple of years, I lived in El Dorado Hills in Governor's Village.
Oh, no joke.
Yeah, I'll bet you Cesania knows where that is.
Oh, okay. Chelsea Jennings had the ball. She has not crossed the half court mark. Gets the ball down to Flatten. They're playing tight defense.
You're not kidding.
Against Alicia Flatten.
Uh-oh.
And speaking of the devil, Cesania comes up. Will get the easy two. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. Dominican still holding quite the commanding lead.
Cesania
up by 20.
With a burst of speed after that layup.
No doubt. And Tokoi had an open shot for the rim. Wasn't able to get it. Raquel Gomes is down. She's laying on the other side of the court, looking in a lot of pain. Not able to quite move.
Gomes got nailed, Jet.
No doubt. She's sitting up. She's holding her ankle. Jesse Mazza is now on the court trying to check on her.
Oh, man. The Penguins don't need this. They don't need their leading rebounder, Raquel Gomes, and one of the high scorers on the team, to be injured this late in the season. And she really twisted that left ankle, Jet.
No doubt about it. She definitely got tangled up there amongst some William Jessup defenders. 66-45 so far. 2 minutes and 21 coming up. We're going to be giving you the lowdown on all the great seniors here on the men's basketball team in a short little while as we wait for the Lady Penguins to go ahead and put, I guess, the icing on the cake or the cherry on top in this win against William Jessup. We're up by 21. Feeling good about it. Raquel Gomes seems to be fine. She's standing up.
I don't know if she's fine yet. She's crying, or almost. I'm starting to get ready to start crying seeing Gomes get hurt. She's looking up at the sky. And, yeah, she's got the tears in the eyes yet. She's hurt.
No doubt about it.
And it takes a lot for Gomes because she's a toughie.
She's a toughie most definitely. Seems she probably maybe rolled her ankle, perhaps. We're hoping that's all it is. As William Jessup will take the ball down and Dennard has it. She'll turn around with the turnaround jumper. It's short air ball rebounded by Cesania. Cecilia will go up to Cooley. Cooley will try to pull the jumper, sits back out, does the hot step, shoots, makes the long two. 66-47. Dominican University still up by 19. Flatten will have the ball. She'll go to Kelsey Janice. Jessup is playing tight D. They are trying to tighten up on these Lady Penguins.
Well, they have by about 10 points.
No doubt about it.
It's Jessup still a 19-point game, Jet, but Jessup's playing tough right to the end. Very tough.
No doubt about it. Foco will have the ball and go down low. She is swarmed by defenders. No fouls called. It's DeCoy had the ball. Go up top to Janice. Janice will make the three. 69-47. Kelsey Janice knocks down the three-pointer.
Wow.
It is raining in the Collins Center. 69-47. Sweeney Jessup tries to shoot up the same three of their own. Does not make it. They'll go back out to Smith. Smith will drive in. Toss back out to Cooley. Cooley will go up with her jumper and off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Jessup, and there is a foul call.
That was Amanda Gilming with the rebound, Jet, and I'm going to give her props for firing in there, boxing out, and just stealing it away from the DUs.
Well, down, Alicia Flatten will get her foul, and she'll step out of the game as Brittany Rowan will come into it. I believe that's the final foul for Alicia Flatten, if I'm not wrong. Steve.
Well, no, she didn't foul out of the game, but she's not going to re-enter.
Well, she can sit down and chill out because she definitely has contributed more than enough. 69-47, the Lady Penguins look to be walking away with the win here as William Jessup will go to the line. And with that shot would be Amanda Gilmy, Forestville, California, the senior guard. She'll make the first of the free throws.
Flatten is staring at 18 assists and 5 threes tonight. Pretty good work.
Real good work. Real good. Definitely about it. She has to be in double digits in points as well. So she's pulling away with a double-double tonight. Good job, Alicia Flatten, 69-49. Brittany Rowan will have the ball. She is sworn by Gilmy. No foul called whatsoever. Gilmy's doing everything within her power to foul.
Man, Gilming is tough.
Gilming is in her face, not letting her get away with anything.
You're not kidding.
Brittany Rowan showed that frustration as well. Is someone going to call something? 46 seconds and counting down. Six on the shot clock. Kelsey Janice out of the ball. She'll go down to the Foca. Jump ball. And the possession arrow will go point the way of the William Jessup Warriors.
Jet will have all the information on senior send-off night for the men immediately following this game. Actually, it'll be a couple of minutes after this game. In between games, we'll have more music from the indie artist George Beckham on his birthday. Here's Jet.
And that was Gilmy running right into Kasserina Hofoka. She had the ball a little dribbled up, got caught up in her feet, knocked it away. The ball being bounced again by Jessup. 24 seconds left to go on the clock as Cecilia will go up with the jumping layup. And Cecilia will score 69-51. And they will reset the clock as senior Vanessa Miller will get ready to sub into the game for her final seconds as a Penguin here at home. Vanessa Miller will come into the game for Brittany Rowland. And a standing ovation here by the home crowd as she comes to take her final minutes in a Dominican jersey here in the Collins Center.
Just to finish things out, she's been hurt since the preseason. Miller's got the ball, Jet. Go ahead.
And Vanessa Miller will go up, shoot the two. Oh, and misses. Her teammates were hoping she was able to tag it. She wasn't able to get it. 2.7 seconds left on the clock. I kind of want the ball back in Vanessa's hands. She can make it. Good job, though. Vanessa pulled up for the song, too. Try to get the last bit of points just to leave with. But a great but a great college career for Vanessa Miller and the Lady Penguins as they walk away with the victory, 69-51, Dominican University over the William Jessup Warriors.
Yeah, you got to give Miller props for going in there. Has the ball for about a second and a half and fires it up just to see if she couldn't get one to fall.
I'll tell you, if that would have dropped, people in here would have went nuts. But she goes ahead, gets credit with her two, is able to make the shot, and it is a good game. Dominican pulled away in the second half, had a great showing, and they played great basketball. The men's team will be coming out. The mascot is out in charge. Chili's going to be out here. It's senior night. We're sending them away with a big, big pat on the back. All of our seniors here only on radio.dominican.edu. The best basketball, the best sports casting this side of earth. We're rocking you all night long with your man Stuart Holt and me, Jet Jackson.
All right, Jet, good job on the play-by-play. We will have the men's game in its entirety coming up in a few minutes. Jet's going to bring you all kinds of information on senior send-off night. It's not going to be the traditional half-hour
between games. In fact, it's only going to be 6 or 7 minutes before Jet's back with all the information on the seniors who are going to be graduating. But until then, we're going to be bringing you little music from our buddy here at the radio station, George Beckham, on his birthday. And he's an indie artist featured on DU Radio in between games tonight. You can only hear it here on radio.dominican.edu. Well, I'm thinking